Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 56. That's right, folks, 56. The middle age of podcasters. The middle age of podcasters by a middle-aged podcaster. How's that? Live from a middle-aged podcaster's house. How's it going? How are you? It's a beautiful day here. It's like 75 degrees. And it is Super Bowl Sunday, and I am so don't care about it one bit. I could care two nothings about Super Bowl, and I'll get into that later. But I'm just letting you know that I am recording this on Super Bowl Sunday. It's about 90 minutes before kickoff time, and, you know, I know it's kickoff time. When is kickoff time? But I will not be watching it at that point because I don't care. I don't care about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl? I even said it wrong. The Super Bowl. You know, I even made a tweet this week, which I got criticized for, which I may get into later. The tweet was a friend of mine asked me who I liked in the Super Bowl. And I said, I don't really follow football. So I said Madonna. I got criticized for that joke, for the way it was structured, as if I was writing a joke for Jay Leno and I was handing it in. I may or may not go into that later. We'll see, because I got kind of angry with the person for getting into. Anyway, let's just forget about that for now. Let's just not go off on a tangent, okay? Let's not go off on a tangent. Let's just talk about what's going on in the building here, in my apartment building. This is, I've never seen so many empty apartments. We've got like five empty apartments right now. Two different apartments have been vacated as of the last day or so. Long-time tenants have moved out. Jenny and Pete, and their little baby, Olivia, who's not a long-time tenant because she's only about 9 months old. But her parents, Jenny lived here first. She moved in first. And then Pete moved in with her later on, short time later. And I don't know what happened. You know, I don't really know what happened, why they were supposed to move to another apartment here. And then the management said they were going to give it to them. Then they reneged. And, you know, I felt like getting involved because my natural codependent instinct is to try to fix things. And also because I am the, undeclared mayor. I've become the undeclared mayor of this place because most of the long-term tenants are gone. The ones that are left, could never fulfill the position of mayor. I'm sort of like, you know, the mayor now, and I never wanted to be mayor. I've always looked to something better, like governor or president. Sorry, bad joke. But I don't know. They were supposed to move to another apartment, and then the management or the ownership said they couldn't. And then, I mean, if I would have just gone to the owners after a while and said, you know, especially when I saw there were so many empty apartments, I would have said, you know, what's going on? But in a way, maybe it was best for them. You know, everybody has to move on. Eventually, I'm going to move out of here to a better place. This is a nice place still, but, you know, you want to keep improving your quality of life. That's just how we humans are. And so they've got a new place, and from what they've told me, it sounds like it's a nice place. So, of course, I wish them well. And Jenny happens to be an avid podcast listener, which I'm really glad that I didn't find out until she listened to like a whole bunch of them. And I was just so grateful that I never said one negative thing about her. At least I don't think I did, you know, I didn't have any reason to. The other person that moved out was, Jay, who used to be my friend. So he used to be, we even wrote a children's book together, him, myself, and Deb. We did a children's book together, which was pretty cool children's book, which I think Deb and I are going to put on Amazon eBooks soon, because we couldn't get a regular publishing deal a few years ago. And Jay and I were, you know, we were friends, and then he just got mad at me. He got mad at a lot of people, okay? And you know, I wish him well. I really wish him well. But I don't know, I didn't understand why he got mad at me. Initially, he used to be the one to clean my house, and he just couldn't clean my house anymore. He just couldn't take it anymore. And he's you know, very effeminate gay man, which, you know, I'm not putting him down for that, you know. I mean, if this was a sitcom, you know, he'd be the angry gay neighbor. He'd be like Paul Lynde, you know, from those 60s movies. You know, Paul Lynde, if you remember Paul Lynde. If you don't remember him, remember him. Look him up. Google him for all you youngsters out there. Paul Lynde would play Jay. No, Jay is the 21st century Paul Lynde. And he moved out. So, you know, so he's gone. So, and then we have a few other apartments that are already empty. You know, and I was saying, like, you know, one or two more apartments. There's only 30 available apartments or 30 actual apartments here, not available, but 30 apartments. You got 5 empty. That's like, that's over 10%, right? Isn't 10%? Wait a minute. Is that over 10%? Yeah, because 10% would be 3. It's a lot. I've never seen it. I made a quip, a joke. I said, you know, one or two more empty apartments here, and this place is going to be considered an abandoned building. I mean, geez, oh, Bezo. So we still have some of the long-term tenants, and I was talking to one of the long-term tenants yesterday, and it's funny. I was trying to explain to him. I don't know how this came up, but we talked about the guy who lives directly above me, who told me to call him Ben, but whose actual first name is Peter. And when I was explaining it to one of the longest-term neighbors, Dwayne, and I don't know why we got into this conversation. I don't know how this came up, but Dwayne, I said to Dwayne, well, you know, Ben, who lives upstairs from me, but his real name is Peter, but he prefers to be Ben, and he was confused. What are you talking about? Why would he have a different, I don't know, maybe it's like people, maybe Ben is his middle name. No, people have middle names that they prefer. I never asked him, and but Dwayne was perplexed, to say the least. He just didn't get it. And I can't say that I totally get it myself, but I don't have to get it. You know, if a person tells you, call me this, like my name that I was born with is A-L-A-N, Alan, but I prefer, since getting into comedy, Al seems, it seems funnier. It's kind of like a funny Al than Alan. I don't know. It just seemed to be that. Al Berman said, sounds funnier than Alan Berman. Alan Berman. So, but Alan is my Christian name. But I guess it's not a big stretch, Alan to Al, right? And by the way, is Alan my Christian name? Does that apply to Jews? Do we say Christian name when we're talking about the name we're born with? Or do we just say, do I say Alan is my Jewish name? Because it's not my Jewish name. That's a whole other ballgame. You get a Jew, when you're a Jew, as myself, and you're born, they give you, the Jews in your family, give you a Jewish name that is, I think you go to synagogue and they say, his name is Chachachich. So my Jewish name is, I've said this before, my Jewish name is Anshul Beinish, which I'm actually thinking about making into my stage name. It sounds kind of like a musical comedy, like a star of the Yiddish stage. Anshul Beinish, hello, I'm Anshul Beinish. Anshul Beinish now appearing on Fiddler on the Roof. It's got a nice ring to it, Anshul Beinish. Plus it rhymes with Danish. You know me, anything to do with food. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what's going on in the building, and they're now, you know, have to renovate these apartments, and they're working on cleaning them up and painting them and all the stuff they do. God love them. God love everybody who makes this place possible. So I got a couple of interesting phone calls this week. I got a phone call on my landline, and the lady left a message saying that she was a realtor, and she wanted to know if I was looking to sell my house. Now, for those of you who are avid listeners of my podcast, you know that I'm living in a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California, and that I'm actually renting this apartment. So I found that interesting that she would call and ask me if I was selling my house. And so I decided to call back later on to just kind of to, well, first of all, let her know that she's, I don't have a house to sell, basically. And I was just kind of curious, you know, why would she call me and, you know, that kind of a thing. And so I called her later and I said, yeah, you called me and you want to know if I was selling my house, but I don't own a house. I live in an apartment. And she didn't miss a beat. She said, oh, okay. She said, oh, you're looking to buy a house? Right. I mean, she just switched her tactics right away. I go, what kind of a sales technique is this? I mean, so I was curious. I mean, are you just randomly calling people out of the phone book? I asked her, where did you get my my name from? And she said that a company that supplies leads, they bought these leads from a company. So they paid money for my name. And I said to her, well, you know what? You want to get your money back on my lead because, or you know, I don't know where they come up with this. I mean, I could just, you know, sell my, I don't know. What am I trying to say? I'm just trying to say that it's bogus leads. That is, it's just such a waste of time. And then, but the funny thing was, this woman, and I kind of admired her tenacity and her looking for how to make lemonade out of lemons in the situation. And then she finally, after I said I wasn't selling a house or looking to buy a house, she asked me if I knew anybody who was selling their house. And I actually thought for a second. And I said to her, off the top of my head, no. But I said, if something comes up soon, I'll let you know. And she said, okay. And who knows? I mean, it's a numbers game life, these kind of things. She might run into something that way, that technique. I don't know. And then I got another phone call, this time on my cell. And it was a out-of-state call, Washington State, I believe. And it was a missed call. There was no voicemail left. And I was kind of curious. I wasn't sure. Maybe it was somebody I knew. Maybe it was somebody I don't know. I don't know. You know, maybe I haven't put them in my phone yet. And so I called the number back. And I get this gentleman. And I said, you know, I got a call from this number here. But maybe you just called the wrong number. And he said, no. He goes, are you looking, you know, are you a coach? He said, are you a coach? And I said, no, I am not a coach. And then he said, oh, okay. He said, okay. And then we hung up the phone. And then not like it couldn't have been a few seconds later, the phone rings back from this number. And I'm like, what the heck? What's going on? So I answer, hello. He goes, is your wife a coach? And I was like, what is it? No, first of all, I don't have a wife. Again, I'm not married. And if I was married, I probably wouldn't be married to a coach. And I said, no. And he goes, oh, okay. So this guy was clearly in desperate need of a coach. And maybe I should have hooked him up with the lady who's buying or selling houses, and she could coach him, or she could do something, and he could do something, and they could both do something. But those were kind of interesting phone calls that I got this week. Then interesting thing at my go-to supermarket this week. I've talked about this gentleman, one of the managers that works there. I call him Chip because I think, you know, he kind of has a chip on his shoulder. And I mentioned, this is many podcasts ago, at least maybe a few months ago, where I asked him, you know, like, I think I was looking for Alka-Seltzer, and he's a certain Alka-Seltzer, like just the regular ones. And he came to the end of the aisle, but he wouldn't come down the aisle where I was. And he just said, no, they don't have it. And I was, and then one of the other managers helped me, and we found it. And so I was a little put off by this guy at the time, thinking, like, geez, I mean, you didn't even, like, actually come to where I was looking, where the actual item, you know, Alka-Seltzers would have been, to kind of help me look for it. And then it turned out they did have it. So fast forward to just this couple, last couple of days, I guess this guy is kind of liking me more these days, because, you know, when I have my cheat moments here, I like to have some ice cream, and one of the ice cream brands that I like, the go-to market is not going to be carrying the two flavors that I like, the vanilla chocolate chip and the chocolate chocolate chip. And I was a little miffed. I was a little tiffed. And so I went over to Chip, and I go, Chip, what's going on with these flavors? And he said, oh, you know, I said, are they indeed discontinued? Because I couldn't tell. And he goes, well, yeah, you know, if it doesn't stay out of stock, it's usually discontinued. And then he said, but you know, we could special order for you, but you'd have to buy it by the case. And well, how many is in the case? He goes, eight. And well, you know, I'm not going to eat pints. Well, I know I have an eating disorder, but this would be like too much. If I started ordering a case of vanilla chocolate chip and 16 pints of ice cream, and where am I going to? And I said, well, I don't know. I wouldn't have any place to store it. And he goes, well, we could store it here. You could take it. I said, no, I appreciate that. I was very impressed with Chip's willingness to go the distance with me on his ice cream. And then, like, the next day or so, I was shopping, and I was going to get these chips because I was still gearing up for the cheat moment, cheat day. And there was a certain kind of popcorn chips I really like, cheddar cheese flavor, to be exact. And I had no idea they'd been on sale. And, you know, with the Super Bowl coming out, people are buying like crazy. They're like locusts out there. So I go to where the chips are, and the one, the cheddar cheese flavor, it's on sale, and it's completely gone. So I asked another manager, it's a good friend of mine, it's a woman, I think I call her Gloria or Maria. I don't use their real names, because I don't know, for some reason it just seems, you know, it's because they have their jobs and whatever. So, I asked her, and she sent one of the employees. I said, well, you think you might have some in the back? And she sent one of the employees in the back. And then the employee came back and said, no, that they didn't have it. And then, and I said, okay, you know, fine. You know. And then the Chip came walking by, and he finds out about it. And he goes, well, let me check. So Chip actually walks all the way to the back of the store, to the warehouse part, to go find these chips. Chip is looking for chips for me. And then he came back, and he said, no, we ran out of that flavor. And so I thanked him for checking for me, and I think he appreciated that. So that maybe that's why he doesn't have so much of a chip on his shoulder. Chip, it was so funny. Chip was looking for chips, and he was also willing to stock some chocolate chip, vanilla chocolate chip, chips. When it comes to chips, Chip will go the extra distance for the chips. And then I'll mention briefly an old friend of mine who's a friend of mine on Facebook. We used to hang out together. We used to play music together. We used to do a lot of drugs together. Yes, when I was in my drug days. And he criticized this joke I had. I put on Twitter, and also in Facebook, which was, a friend asked me, what's the joke? A friend asked me who I like in the Super Bowl. I don't really follow football. I said Madonna. And then he proceeded to tell me how I didn't need the I don't really follow football part of the joke. Well, maybe that's true if I was doing it on stage. But it was just a throwaway thing on Facebook. And I got really, really angry because this guy in the past has been overly critical about certain things. I guess I take issue with it because I feel like when people are that critical I just like, well, what do you produce, really, you know? I mean, we used to try to write songs together, and we didn't really come up with too much. But I have written a lot of songs on my own, and with a couple other people. And some of them are pretty darn good, I think. But I got really mad, and I was snippy with him when he, because what happened is he sent me this email telling me how the joke could be improved, and I was like, are you kidding me? You're criticizing a little throwaway thing on Facebook? I mean, how insane is that? And then I started thinking, how insane is it that I'm reacting? You know, why is he pushing my buttons like that? And so I got a little bit heavy with him, and then I just pretty immediately apologized. And then I said to him, hey, you know, maybe you're right. Because maybe he is right. But I just thought it was just weird. It's like I said, it wasn't like I'm on the staff of some talk show thing writing a monologue. If that was the case, I'd hone the jokes more. When you post something online, these aren't perfect. Nothing's perfect anyway. My podcast is certainly not perfect. I don't want perfect. I don't like perfect. I like sloppy. Because when you have sloppy, then exciting things can happen. When it's perfect, it gets a little too tight for me. I don't like tight. Tighten the you know what. Tighten the rectum, as they say. Okay, and last but not least, by the way, a tighten the rectum, that was not a gay reference to anybody. And last but not least, it is the, like I said, it is Super Bowl Sunday, and I could care less. I could care even less than less, more than less, about Super Bowl. I don't really care about football, but it's astounding. People are just crazy about it. To me, football is very homoerotic. I might have mentioned this before. Forgive me if I have. And it's nothing against gay or homosexuality or whatever, but I think part of the reason I kind of take issue with it is because it's considered such a macho, heterosexual sport, but it's just like these guys walking around in these weird uniforms with the big shoulder pads and the quarterback is right down and up against the center's butt cheeks, and it's like, you know, and then they pass the ball to him, and then there's like a line of men running after the quarterback, and they've got to tackle him. And people just love it. And they don't really love it. They're just obsessed with it, and they argue about it, and they have opinions, and they're just like, and they critics of it. I don't know what I want to say about this, but it's just, I guess what I want to say is that I don't get it. I don't get what the appeal is, but it's certainly appealing because I think there's going to be a good deal of the planet Earth is going to be watching, and I'm going to be one of the few people that's just going to not be watching. Maybe not one of the few people. Maybe the majority of the planet's not watching. You know, me and people that don't either don't care about football or don't have TVs or I don't know. But that doesn't mean that I listen. In some ways, I envy people who are passionate about this kind of thing because they have an interest in something like I don't have. I have passions about other things, I guess, you know, but not football. And again, the whole thing about it being homoerotic, it's not a put down. It's just an observation. So please, anybody who, you know, don't criticize me for that. Don't say I put gay people down, because I happen to love gay people as a whole. I just say I love gay people as a whole. Never mind. Okay, that is the end. That is the end of podcast 56. I want to thank you all for anybody who has listened and laughed and learned and loved during this podcast. Please, if you're so inclined, tell your friends or family to listen to this. It is on demand, which means they don't have to show up at a certain time. It's always there for you. And I'm going to get with my neighbor Dwayne soon, and we're going to figure out how to make this podcast accessible to all PCs and Macs, because there's something with the files, and he's a techie guy, and he says there's something off. He's going to take a look at it. But then again, thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.